Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Elon Musk says a human patient has received Neuralink's brain implant. Details are scarce, but Elon Musk says initial results are promising. Elon Musk said on the social media platform X on Monday that the first human patient has received a brain implant developed by his company Neuralink. After years of delays, Neuralink started recruiting patients for a clinical trial in the fall after receiving approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and a hospital ethics board. The company is developing a device called a brain-computer interface. Musk has said that Neuralink's ultimate goal is to achieve a symbiosis with artificial intelligence, but for now, he's starting with a far more modest aim, allowing paralyzed people to control a cursor or keyboard with their brains. In a brochure about the study, Neuralink says it is recruiting participants with quadriplegia, or paralysis in all four limbs, due to cervical spinal cord injury or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, and that are at least 22 years old. It anticipates the study will take 6 years to complete. In its brochure, the company says it will use a surgical robot it developed to place the implant into a region of the brain that controls movement and tension. Once in place, the coin-sized device is designed to record and transmit brain signals wirelessly to an app that decodes those signals. In his post on Monday, Musk added that the patient was recovering well and that initial results show promising neural spike detection. But it could be months before we know whether the patient can successfully use the implant to control a computer or other device. The person will have to recover from surgery, and training someone to use a BCI can take several weeks. The Neuralink patient is far from the first to get a BCI. A few dozen people around the world have been outfitted with the devices as part of research studies. The first, Matt Nagel, did so in 2004. Over the years, these systems have allowed paralyzed people to play video games, move robotic arms, and write emails using just their thoughts. Until recently, BCIs were largely pursued by academic labs. They required clunky setups using thick cables that made them impractical to use at home. Neuralink's system is designed to be wireless and records neural activity through more than 1,000 electrodes distributed across 64 threads, each thinner than a human hair. The most common device used in BCI research, the Utah Array, records from 100 electrodes. The company has also been beset by controversy, particularly around its treatment of research animals. A Wired investigation last fall detailed how some of its monkeys died as a result of the company's brain implant testing. The company is reportedly facing a federal investigation related to its treatment of animal subjects. And this month, a Reuters report revealed that Neuralink was fined for violating U.S. Department of Transportation rules regarding the movement of hazardous materials. Since Neuralink's founding in 2016, a handful of companies have emerged to commercialize these systems. One competitor, New York-based Synchron, has not only beat Neuralink in implanting its BCI in people, but has shown that its device is safe and allows patients with paralysis to browse the web and do online shopping and banking while at home. Neuralink has not specified where the trial is taking place or how many patients will be included. The company has set up a patient registry for potential participants to learn if they qualify for the study. It has not registered with clinicaltrials.gov, a central database with information on clinical trials funded or sponsored by industry and government agencies. Right now, the only details available on Neuralink surgery come from a single Musk tweet. While it may not move the needle on merging humans with AI, it would represent a critical milestone for a promising device. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.